Candles in a coma this week. Will she wake up or will they do a C-section on her? Find out next week on the Pine Valley Podcast. Yeah, it's our second edition of the Pine Valley Podcast for the week ending, what is today, the 12th?
The 12th.
May 12th, 2006.
And I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I am Taylor Crawford.
And this week on All My Children, Kendall is in a coma. And JR's the one that gave it to her.
Mm-hmm. Zach and Dixie take their cue from R. Kelly and are trapped in a closet.
Babe suspects JR of no good.
Mm-hmm. And Special Lily is still lost on the Isle of Manhattan.
She is still lost.
Mm-hmm. So, Kendall is in a coma after getting a ton of bricks dropped on her, literally, by JR, who thought it might have been his wife, Babe.
Mm-hmm.
But she is now in an interesting place where she can hear and apparently see everybody who comes into her room.
Listen, as the viewers know, anybody who is in a coma has the potential to hear everything that is going on.
Mm-hmm. And apparently see it, because she sees people walking into the room all the time.
Well, I understand. I think that she's hearing them. I think that when your other senses are down, your senses that you have are so astute.
Like, it's like Daredevil. Your other senses become heightened at the same time.
I think that's what it is. But I have to tell you, Coma Kendall, I have to say, I love Kendall very much, but Coma Kendall is a little bit talkative. She's a little rude, I think.
I wonder if they're doing, like, her voiceover. She's in a separate room apart from the other actors, because they don't ring true as much. It's when, because her acting is generally good.
I think generally very good. But I have to agree with you, Taylor. Her acting in this has been a little stilted, if you will.
You know what's interesting about having her in a coma and commentating on everything? It's just like you would do at home if you're watching and you're like, no, don't go to that construction site. It's like she's doing the same thing that we do at home.
But that's what I'm saying. But she's like the fly on the wall. She's like the invisible man because she can hear everything that everybody is saying. I mean, for example, Ryan told Kendall that he loved her this week. And she heard it, and she's like, what are you talking about?
Crazy. It's like, she should use that. She should go fight crime now, because she's a ghost. It's like, I don't want to ruin this, but I will. But if you haven't seen The Sixth Sense, it's time to get you know, with the times. But she is like Bruce Willis in The Sixth Sense.
She really is. She even had a Sixth Sense moment when she woke up momentarily.
And she's seeing her own self. And it's like, her eyes are shut. How can she see her own self? How does she know who's in the waiting room talking about her?
I have to tell you, Taylor, I was a little concerned that was a warning for things to come. Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought maybe she was looking over her dead body or something.
But maybe they're trying to get a spinoff, get her own show where she goes and fights crimes, like a crime-fighting ghost coma lady.
Well, I'll tell you, there's one thing about Kendall, though. I think she needs to remember her manners and stop talking over people in her coma.
Mm-hmm,
Kendall is very rude.
Let people get a word in edgewise. Zach and Dixie are on the island of lost fetuses, trapped inside the closet there, while they're snooping around, finding stuff.
Dr. Madden caught them.
Dr. Maddenstein.
What did they expect he was going to do?
You know, whenever
Dr. Moreau.
Yeah, whenever I see Dr. Madden, I feel like I want to see a little tattoo with him. He's going, the plane. Because he dresses like Ricardo Montalban, too.
He does look like Ricardo Montalban. That is true. That is very true.
Mm-hmm. And that whole island, and it's all on ABC. It's another eerie parallel to another ABC program, The Fantasy Island.
It is very true. And when Amanda went to visit him and she smelled the fresh gardenias and the flowers and the fresh juices and everything, she was very lulled by Dr. Moreau. Dr. Madden, excuse me.
Yeah, it's like a spa. It's like a canyon ranch for little fetuses.
Well, I thought Zach this week was very clever. He took that nitrogen tank that was very conveniently placed.
Yeah.
And he used it to freeze that lock.
Yeah, he froze that lock right off, baby. It's like, you know, when I am storing liquid nitrogen in a large tank in my home, do you have a cozy or something to put that on? Because I find the tank can be unsightly, especially if I have a guest over for tea and such.
Well, what you can do is you can paint the tank a nice mauve color. That's what I like to do.
That's what you like
That's
to
my
do.
Ensemble in my living room, a nice mauve color.
I like
color.
To drape a doily over it because, you know, I don't know about your nitrogen tanks at home. Oh, incidentally, that nitrogen tank, that model, is available on the ABC website. That if you want to, order one for yourself.
My grandmother also makes beautiful doilies. Mm-hmm. That's what she does all day. She crochets them, and they are very beautiful. That will work for you.
But Dixie dug up some dirt, and she looks good. Doesn't she look good?
Taylor, you are in love with Miss Dixie.
I tell you what, that actress who plays her, Katie, Miss Katie.
Katie McClain. We talked about her last week, Taylor.
I would make certain alterations to my lifestyle to accommodate her in my life.
I was going to say, but Taylor, you know, I was a little concerned about Miss Dixie. She had an awful telltale bruise on her arm this week.
Yeah, I don't know. If anybody knows what that bruise is from, please email us here at the show. It is pvp@pinevalleypodcast.com, which is also our website, www.podvalleypodcast.com. If you know what that thing on her arm was when she was talking to Dr. Madenstein, I gotta think it was show related because they put her in that short sleeve thing.
I would think so, but it was pretty disgusting.
It was health day at ABC and they was giving away free flu shots and that's what that was. But it looked a little unsightly there.
They have a very good union from what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I think that the sexiest moment of the week was when Zach came to Kendall. He broke out of that island of Dr. Moreau and he rescued Kendall.
Mm-hmm. And he started sniffing her face like a dog.
Oh, it was so beautiful.
It was very hot. Beautiful moment.
He was stroking her and petting her like a little puppy and rubbing her belly. I shed a tear. I did.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor, I shed a tear.
I did. And you are quick. You aren't quick to shed a tear. Babe suspects JR was the one, it took her a week to get around to saying something to it. She won't go to the cops, but...
Look, you people know that I am a true All My Children fan. I am a true Pine Valley fan.
But I must say
that this week took a very long time to unwind a simple storyline as Babe suspects JR.
Mm-hmm.
It took her a long time
fussing around, but I'm glad it paid off on Friday's show, where she finally had... And it was like... You rarely get to see Babe's chops, but she really, she sold that scene.
She really did. She was crying. I mean, She cries, like, very well.
But, there was
it
more to
it. It reminds me of my mother.
That's true. It is. There's some eerie parallels in our own lives.
I won't talk about
but
that, though. That is very personal.
It was a very good acting job on Babe's part, and we rarely get to see that. And she finally convinces J.R. to,
the
truth shall set you free, I believe is something that was said.
She told him the truth, and he stayed, and he listened, and he agreed to get counseling. Mm-hmm. That's what's important, that you learn from your mistakes in life.
Now, from the previews for Monday... I guess there's some doubts whether he'll stick it out there because, you know, regular people have trouble in rehab and a rich kid like JR, he might have trouble with the authority figures there, but we'll see.
It's a good thing that the actor Jacob Young is very multi-talented because, as you can see, all those commercials during the breaks, every single commercial is a commercial for Jacob Young in Beauty and the Beast.
That's right. He's going to be in Beauty and the Beast on Broadway here and, he's certainly acting like a beast lately, so he's got that part down.
I have to tell you, though, he wears a lot of makeup in that advertisement. He wears, like, eyeliner and blush.
In the advertisement? I did not notice, but I don't have the high-definition TV set you do.
You did not notice?
No, I did
not. Taylor, you love eyeshadow. I can't believe you didn't notice that.
Some people, you know what? Whatever makes you feel good about yourself is what's important.
That is true. I agree.
Special Lily is still lost in New York City.
And Jonathan.
Special Jonathan is in New York City, hot on the trail.
But you know what is especially eerie? I mean, this is the theme of the week, eeriness, because he is literally blocked away. Now, for all of you that don't know, we are natives of New York City, and we know every street, every nook and cranny of this city.
That's right.
So we know that they were literally steps apart, and in fact, at one point, Lily passes by, and Jonathan don't see her, but he feels her.
It's
even
amazing.
Though she can't touch nobody, he feels her.
I think every day I run into people, somebody I know, but it just seems a little, you know, coincidental. I guess Manhattan's a small island, though. I guess it could happen.
It's not that big, really. Mm-hmm. Once you've lived here, you know.
But there was danger because Lily was being threatened by a gang of young punks, and you know, Manhattan is rife with multi-ethnic gangs.
Listen, don't be... I know from multi-ethnic gangs, all right? Those boys in my neighborhood. But listen, I got a tried and true method. I wish I could grab Lily from that screen, because all you have to do when you are in the situation, you tell the boy, I'm pregnant and you the baby daddy, and he will run. He will run like lightning.
Well, these boys were like any other gang in New York City. There was a brother, a Dominican, and a white boy, and they all get together in their
gang. The white boy was not a white boy, okay? He was a Colombian, all right?
Okay, he was Colombian.
They
whatever.
Think they're white, but they're Colombian.
It is a sad day when the Backstreet Boys have dropped to the level where they got to hassle special people for 92 cents they collected in their cup.
It's true, but thank God for Lily that white man rescued her.
Mm-hmm. The metrosexual hero.
Yes. We do not know, viewers, who he is yet. He is a new character. We're very excited to see his developments. But I must say, I was a little concerned. He had waxed eyebrows. And you and I both know, Taylor, it's very difficult to trust a man with waxed eyebrows.
Yeah, well, I think we saw on Friday that he is not all that he appears, because he totally turned Special Jonathan aside on Thursday, led him astray. Oh my gosh, well, what does that mean?
I think that means
it's time for our predictions.
That's right.
Do you have a prediction this week?
I do. I have a prediction that next week the doctors are going to start to perform the cesarean section on Kendall's baby. They're going to be cutting open and the baby's going to be coming out, and Kendall's going to wake up and grab it and say, stop!
I think Kendall's going to wake up from her coma next to Bob Newhart, and we'll find out the whole show for 30 years has been a dream of hers. I'm kidding, of course. But that was this week's episode of the Pine Valley Podcast. I am Taylor Crawford.
And I'm Ashley Mendoza.
If you have any comments about the show for improvements and whatnot, you can email us at pvp@pinevalleypodcast.com.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.